Namaste and welcome back to Sanskriti Radio. I am Benoit and I'm so grateful to have you here as we continue this journey of self-discovery and mindful living. Today we are diving into a topic that is both deeply personal and universally human, the art of letting go. Whether it's the pain of the past or the fear of the future or the tight grip of expectations, we all hold on to things that no longer serve us. And in doing so, we unknowingly create barriers to our own peace and growth. Letting go is not about giving up. It's about freeing ourselves. It's about releasing the weight we've carried for too long and stepping into the lightness of being. It's about to make space for the new. So let's explore together what it means to let go and why it's so challenging and how we can embrace this art with grace. To let go, we must first understand why we hold on. Often we cling to things because they feel familiar. Whether it's a relationship, a belief, or even pain, familiarity gives us a sense of control even when it's harmful. Look around you, within your family and friends. Don't you ever wonder why they feel okay with their current situation? It is because we prefer the pain of the familiar rather than the fear of the new. We don't like change. We also hold on because we attach meaning to things. A failed relationship might feel like a reflection of our worth, and so we identify with it. A mistake from the past might turn into a story we replay, convincing ourselves we're not good enough. But here's the truth. The past exists only in the present. If we change the present, we change the past. And the future hasn't happened yet, and will never. It is never tomorrow, it is always now. Plus, no one can predict what will happen tomorrow. Anyway, when we hold on to what we cannot control, we incur ourselves in suffering, unable to move forward. Letting go is intimately tied to forgiveness. To truly let go, we must forgive. Not just others, but also ourselves. Forgiveness is not about condoning what happened or forgetting the past. It's about releasing the emotional, spiritual burden that comes with resentment, guilt, and anger. Physically, we hold on to anger or guilt, and it creates stress in the body, raising cortisol level and weakening the immune system. Research shows that forgiveness lowers blood pressure, reduces chronic pain, and even improves heart health. Emotionally, forgiving allows us to break free from the cycle of hurt and resentment. It's a way to reclaim our power and shift from being a victim of circumstances to being the creator of our peace. On a nervous level, forgiveness activates the parasympathetic nervous system, the part of us responsible for rest and recovery. It helps calm the fight or flight response triggered by unresolved conflict or trauma. And spiritually, forgiveness is liberation. It's an act of love, not only for the other person, but for yourself. It's saying, I choose peace over pain, love over fear. When we forgive, we align with the universal energy of compassion and healing. Forgiveness can be a gradual process. Here are a few steps to guide you. First, acknowledge the pain. Name what hurt you and how it affected you. This is the first step to healing. Second, shift perspective. Try to see the situation from a place of understanding. What might the other person have been going through? Even better, what did I gain from this? This is what I ask my students. Sometimes they have great diseases or great pain. And I ask them, what did you learn from having this cancer, for example? And it shifts their perspective. They start to extract some positive. even from this painful experience. Third, offer compassion. Forgiveness doesn't mean reconciling, it means wishing peace for yourself and the other person. But don't forget yourself when you offer compassion. Four, forgive yourself. Remember, you are human. Mistakes are part of growth. Treat yourself with the kindness you'd offer a friend. I often use forgiveness, a mantra, or prayers in my class. I say, I forgive myself for the mistakes I've made in my past. And I forgive anyone who has done wrong to me. And I thank them for the great experience. You can use this kind of mantra also. When we release what we cannot control, we create space for joy, for healing, for new beginnings. Think about it. When your hands are full of the past, how can you reach for the future? Spiritually, letting go is an act of faith, trusting the flow of life, trusting that what is meant for you will find you, and what is not will leave. In yoga, we call this viragya, detachment. Not as a rejection of life, but as a way to live freely without clinging. How do we practice letting go? The art of letting go begins with awareness. Ask yourself, what am I holding on to? What thoughts, emotions, beliefs, or attachments are keeping me stuck? Here are three practical advice to help you begin. 1. Acceptance through presence. Letting go begins with accepting what is. Sit with your feelings without judgment. When emotions rise, whether it's anger, sadness, or regret, acknowledge them. Say to yourself, I see you, I feel you, and I let you pass. 2. Releasing expectations. Often our suffering comes from unmet expectations. We're just too hard on ourselves and on others also. Take a deep breath, and when you exhale, imagine releasing those expectations and having a simpler life. 3. Practice gratitude. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we've lost to what we have. You can write down things that you are grateful for each day. It reminds us that joy and sorrow can coexist together. And that life, even if it's imperfect, it's still a gift. What I would say is gratitude is one of the highest frequencies. If you want to attract the life you so desire, use gratitude. Letting go and forgiving is a process. It doesn't happen all at once. It's a daily practice, a choice to release, forgive, and move forward. I invite you, after this episode, to sit quietly for a moment. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Breathe in, and when you exhale, let go of one thing, a thought, a memory, and expectations. Feel the lightness that follows. And as Rumi said, try not to resist the changes that come your way. Instead, let life through you, and do not worry that your life is turning upside down. How do you know that the side you are on is better than the one to come? Thank you for joining me today. Until next time, stay mindful, stay open, and remember, letting go and forgiving, when we do that, we find freedom. Namaste.